What is going on, Jet fans? Matt O'Leary back with another video. Today, I want to talk about the guy that has been linked to the New York Jets the most as their, I guess, in a way, favorite defensive coordinator. I don't know if favorite's the right word, but this is definitely the name that has been brought up the most when looking at the New York Jets and their defensive coordinator search. And that name is Wink Martindale. It has been continued to be brought up by Jets insiders. And Connor Hughes and Zach Rosenblatt spoke about it yesterday.
We do have an update on the Jets defensive coordinator search. We know Wink Martindale is going to be involved there. I don't think I'd heard somebody say he was interviewing this week, but I second person that I checked in with that said they don't know if that's totally true. But I fully expect Wink Martindale to be involved there based off of some of the rumblings that are going on around the league. The official interview that we know is happening is Vikings defensive pass game coordinator and defensive backs coach Durante Jones. Interesting thing about him is that, one, I love that he's coming from I think Brian Flores is one of the best defensive minds in the NFL. Love that he's coming off that tree. But I found no direct ties to Aaron Glenn.
Wink Martindale is one of my, I would say, honestly, least favorite candidates for 2026. And a big reason for it is if you look at his last 3 years that he was in the NFL before doing the last 2 years at college at Michigan, his defense is ranked 25th, 25th, and 27th in yards against and 19th, 17th, and 26th in points against over that span. You look at just his last stint in particular with the New York Giants. He was there for 2 years and, you know, this isn't a perfect stat, but EPA per play defensively over those 2 years, the Giants were 28th in 2022 and 21st in 2023. So a very mediocre to just downright bad defense in the 2 years that he was there. And honestly, I think what he did at Michigan looked at as a little bit overrated, right? Like, I think depending on who you talk to or where you look, there's varying levels of success. And some will point to the numbers from this year, but I think they honestly look a little bit inflated because if you look at what they did against some of their best competition and against some of the better teams that they played on their schedule, their defense wasn't very good. They didn't have that same level of success. For example, Michigan allowed 24 points to Oklahoma, 31 to USC, 27 to Ohio State, and 41 to Texas. Now, again, the bowl games are obviously a little bit different, so it's not the same exact teams that you're running with through the entirety of the season, but, you know, they were expected to have a shot against that Texas team, and they got blown out, and, you know, they've beaten up on Ohio State year over year, and, you know, even when they weren't very good a couple of years ago, they were still able to beat Ohio State and ruin their season. They gave them 27 points and 31 to a USC team and 24 to Oklahoma and John Matera early in the season. And, you know, they did all that while beating up on teams like Central Michigan and Washington and Wisconsin, who's not great offensively. And I just think that's why the numbers look the way that they do, is because of how good they were against the poor competition. And then, you know, against the teams that were really good in college football, not the same level of success. And I just don't think he would have that same level of success going back to the NFL. I mean, he's a bit of an older defensive coordinator at 63. And this isn't really an ageist comment. He's kind of just stuck in his ways. And in my opinion, plays a very dated style. He played a lot of drop zone this year at Michigan, which is bread and butter. And a drop zone is essentially a bend but don't break defense. Keep everything in front of you. And in a way, dated. There's a lot of match zone going on now at both the collegiate and the NFL level. We're brought to you by Sleeper. Make sure to download the Sleeper app, the ultimate fantasy sports app that could turn game day into payday. A lot of fun to play in the playoffs right now. I just downloaded the Sleeper app and pick more or less on your favorite players. It's super easy to play with more stats than any other daily fantasy app. You just choose two or more of your favorites from pregame or live, pick more or less from the predicted stats, and you can win up to 1,000 times your money if your picks win. Use my promo code O'Leary and you'll get up to a $100 match on your first deposit. New offer, a free $20 no deposit required promo. Terms and conditions apply. He's a very blitz happy defensive coordinator. And I think that's the reason why he's getting linked up with Aaron Glenn, because Aaron Glenn said, you know, he wants an aggressive defensive coordinator. And to an extent, you could say that with Wink Martindale, right? He had that tendency in the NFL to be a heavy, heavy blitz user. But the blitzes weren't really successful. And again, I'll use the Giants example from his last stint. In 2022, they were first in the NFL in blitz rate. They blitzed the most out of any team in the NFL. And they finished with, you know, the 13th most sacks. So they were, you know, slightly above average in that department. 2023, second most. Only the Minnesota Vikings blitzed more in 2023. But this time they ranked 28th in sacks. So they're blitzing, but they're not getting home, which is kind of the same issues that you were having with Steve Wilks. And a defensive coordinator that I think he reminds me of in a way is Greg Williams. I remember when Greg Williams was here in 2019 and 2020. That's, in my opinion, what you're getting in Wink Martindale, a uber aggressive blitzer with a big ego. And I don't think the stats are there to back it up for Wink Martindale, or I mean, at the end with Greg Williams. But, you know, again, in his last stint in the NFL, like I brought up the ego, he constantly butted heads with the Giants coach, Brian Daboll. It did not end well. It was a power struggle between those two. And in my opinion, I think you'd be someone who would be almost in a way jockeying to be the head coach if he was brought in here. He got head coaching interviews, never became a head coach in the NFL, but he was someone who was getting head coaching interviews. And I don't think that's the kind of guy that Aaron Glenn's going to want to bring in when you're going into a year where you're desperate and you want to, and you desperately need to win. And if you have someone who's like, yeah, I'm going to come in and I should really be the head coach here, like, I just feel like that would cause more tension and cause more of a riff in the Jets locker room. And they don't need that. And I don't think his defenses have been good enough over the last 5 years or so to warrant that. I mean, we're a long way away from 2020. That may not feel that way. To me, 2020 doesn't feel that long ago, but we're in 2026 now. And that was the last time we had a good NFL unit. And again, I think at Michigan, Wink was a little bit overrated. He's a big name. He's a big personality. He gets brought up a lot. People are going to like him. And I get it. He's a tough guy coach. He has the look, you know, the whole thing. He's aggressive. He blitzes, but he gets burned a lot too. And I just think it'd be a very frustrating style of football that the New York Jets would be playing. So, you know, part of me understands why he gets brought up. I don't like the fit at all. I really honestly don't like the fit. If that would be the hire, obviously I want it to work out, but it would make me a little bit nervous going into 2026 if Wink Martindale was brought in as the defensive coordinator. I don't think that's the guy who's coaching defense where the league is going. That'll do it for me in this one, guys. Thank you so much for hanging. I'm Matt O'Leary. Subscribe if you're new, and I'll catch you next time.